and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Our call-in number is 410-922-6680. On the way to the station just a few minutes ago, I had a call from one of the buyers who has been looking for a house for quite some time. And of course, I couldn't look it up on the way. I said, tell me about it. Where is it? It sounds like it's in the right neighborhood. It sounds like it's the right pricing. So when I'm finished, I can go look all that up and see if it is a home that will work for them. And it reminded me of a story this week. I have another buyer that I am looking for a home. He needs it in a specific neighborhood. He wants it mature landscaping. He's got a dog. All the things he wants. He wants probably a Homeland Roland Park, Mount Washington kind of thing. And so I looked up the property and it is already under contract. So I did some research on it, and it really was a home that would have fit his needs. So I called the listing agent saying, I know that this house is under contract. Should anything happen to it, would you keep me in mind? I think this home sounds just like a property that the buyer I'm working with would love. Well, when I did some research on it, I found that I actually had known the sellers who live there. He had worked with my husband. We'd been out with them many, many years ago. And wonderful real estate agent. He says, you know, I'll keep you in mind. And I said, look, I know you work in that area. If something comes up, let me know. Okay, the buyer drives by the home again the next day, and he said, I really, really love this area. I could live in this house. So again, I picked up the phone yesterday. I spoke to the listing agent. He was a delight. I said, just want to let you know that if anything happens with your contract, I think this is the right home for my buyer. And he said, you're in luck. The buyers or the present buyers that are in contract are giving they've done their home inspection, and they are, even though it was an as-is sale, making demands, what they wanted, you know, over-the-top kind of things. And he said, we are thinking about letting that contract go. And I said, okay, we've got time. Let us know. And he said, we'll know by Tuesday. So next week I'm going to tell you whether or not that worked out. And I want to say that this is one of the ways that we find homes for our buyers. This is one of the ways we sell homes for our sellers. Because when I talk to you and you're thinking about buying a home, it may be this month, it may be 6 months, if the right house comes along. So I've got my ears open. I kind of call myself a bird dog, that I try to find things that maybe have gone off the market, been on a long time. And if you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, you should have a real estate agent who also is out there, what I call bird dogging for you, not waiting for it to come on the multiple list. That's real easy. Anybody can do that. We have Mark on the line. Good afternoon, Mark.
Yes, good afternoon, Shavoto. I was wondering, every year there's both those in different professions, legal, medical, library, and education, and the like, they have annual conventions and conferences where the membership learn how to be more proficient in their various skills, concerning that particular profession, go to workshops, hear good speakers, have, maybe sometimes we'll have exhibit, like an exhibit hall, or, you know, to see what's there, and the like. So I was wondering, the real estate profession, are there annual conferences or conventions where they can hone in on their skills to be more proficient in the buyer and selling business of that sort? I'm not aware of any. That's why I was wondering, what do you know about that?
Well, I don't know how much time you have, but the letters that I have behind my name that you won't see represent all the courses and the classes that I take, and I refer to that as alphabet soup. I don't think there's a class or a course that I haven't been involved with. Plus, we take CE credits. We go to the Realtor Fair every single year. I've probably been to more conferences than most people, traveled all over. I have spoken in Boston and Vegas, in Atlantic City, at real estate conventions. There are a lot of real estate things for us to do. Sometimes we're bombarded. What I tell new agents is, be careful. Don't start paying for things to go to in the beginning. There's plenty of free education, because when you go and you pay for education, especially when you're new, you are going to wind up being sold something. You want to go to things that are teaching you. Right here in Baltimore, our GBBR, which is the Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors, gives classes constantly. There is a calendar online. Some of those programs are free if you keep an eye out on it. If you're not really busy, go take a class. There are a tremendous amount of online courses that you can take. I mean, if you just go on the internet and put in real estate classes, real estate education, you'll be bombarded. So yes, the availability is there, and we do take advantage of it.
Well, we appreciate your accomplishments and many more to come and all that. And thank you so much for this program. I hope you have a very nice day. Wish you shalom.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so Mark was asking about real estate. I think they're trying to get the CE credits even raised, though, so it's more. It's not very difficult to get into real estate. I think the class is maybe 6 weeks or so. But when you come out of a real estate class to become licensed in real estate, you are not prepared to sell a house. Although when you pass that test, you are a realtor if you're taking the realtor exam. And I think that this profession is a lifelong learning time. We learn from every transaction we do. We learn from talking to other real estate agents. We go to the classes. So many things that we are involved with. And when I hear somebody say, oh no, you know, I got to get my CE credits in, that worries me, because if you've gone a whole year and haven't been to enough classes to get your CE classes in, you're not going to any classes. And I don't think that you can remain in real estate by not totally constantly educating. And as I've said before, every buyer that you work with, every seller that you work, every transaction that you work with is like taking a real estate college course. There is that much to learn. Just learning our real estate contract, which is probably, with all the addenda, up to maybe 40 pages, have an agent explain the contract, or whenever a seller or buyer has a question in real estate, most of the time you can find that in the real estate contract, it's already been figured out. But you have to know that contract. And yeah, I think I know the contract pretty well, except frequently, if not weekly, if not monthly, it is changed. We have new addenda. We have new rules. And usually those rules come about and those additions are made in our contract. Why is that? Because there's been a problem. And to cover that problem, we get one more page in that real estate contract of sale explaining what the reason is that to prevent whatever that problem was, whether it's talking about lead-based paint or buried oil tanks or financing contingencies and how long you have to do your home inspections, all the different dates, when the dates start, keeping it ready. So it's almost a funny question asking me if there are in any real estate classes and courses. And as I said, I used to put all those letters under my name. They mean nothing to anybody else. So I just used to call them alphabet soup. And the only one that I think is important for me right now is that I am a broker as opposed to a realtor. And the difference between a broker and a realtor is that a broker can have people working under them. A broker works alone. There's only one broker per company. You could have people who have their broker's license, but they're not the broker in charge, as we call BIC, the BICs. Any questions about real estate, if you're thinking about getting into it, if you're thinking about learning more about it, ask your real estate agent. We really do love talking about this business, and our education, most of us that are doing buying and selling have to be constantly taking classes. You've heard me talk about Active Rain. I am on that every day. These are real estate agents from all around the country. We have a weekly Zoom. We have a topic each and every week. All of these are ways to stay informed with the business to better help our buyers and sellers. And the other thing is that agents talk to other agents. When agents have a challenging situation, something that they're not quite sure of, whether they're seasoned agents or younger agents, and they have a question, they call an agent that they have admiration for. Listen to what's going on. How should I handle this? And by talking among ourselves, the professional agents, we are also always training each other. It is a real honor when another agent calls me to give me a situation. Is this okay to do? Should I do this? Shouldn't I do that? And I think many of the agents that have been in the business for a long time have those kind of younger agents looking up to them. But it's not even the younger agents. I mean, the seasoned agents who've been in the business for decades. Every single transaction, you come into something that might be, is this the way to do it? How do we handle this? Any questions about that, you can always give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400. We're going to step out for a break. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 a.m. WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. by connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate. Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
Do you snore, wake up tired, struggle with CPAP, or wonder if sleep apnea could be affecting your health?
Join Dr. Wally Gillen for Dr. Wally on Sleep Apnea, Sundays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on WCBM.
Each week, Dr. Gillen breaks down the warning signs, health risks, and treatment options for sleep apnea in a way that is clear, practical, and easy to understand.
Dr. Wally on Sleep Apnea, Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. on 680 WCBM.
All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. And what we're going to do right now is talk about some real estate. I've got some really neat properties that I want to tell you about. None of them are the same. All of them a little bit different from each other. Let's start with the home that I have in Hunt Valley. Cockeysville is very wonderful, very, very unusual. It is about 7,000 square feet. It's very contemporary, multi-level. It is built with stacked stone and cedar. The rooms and the wonderful things in this house are over the top. I think if you look at the lower level of this house, my goodness, you could probably have several hundred people down there, but it's also beautiful for entertaining your family. It's got its own area for the pool table, for music. If you've got some musicians or love to sing, there's karaoke. There's a full music studio down there. There are pinball machines and all of the wonderful games, Pac-Man. There's a full bathroom down there. There's a stove down there, wood-burning stove. And there's room to walk right outside. That's just the lower level, which you don't even have to go into if you don't want to. The nice thing about that level is that you can get to it from the three-car garage. You can get to it right from your primary bedroom if you want to go down the steps that way, or you can get in from the outside. Very versatile. But then you've got this absolutely magnificent home that was custom built with a great deal of care. The hardwoods, the finishes in there are superb. Just walking up the steps and the quality of the banisters, you can tell when a home has that quality in it. It has primary bedrooms that are big as most people's homes. It has a office studio that is quite large. It's two rooms. It has its own bathroom, has its own separate entrance into the house. That area could also, if you didn't need home offices, could be another bedroom suite, two really huge rooms that you can close off from each other. Skylights, very bright. Then you've got the primary bedroom, as I say, is bigger than many homes. The closets are as big as many primary bedrooms. Just a really beautiful home. Lights, angles everywhere. And if you're interested in living in the Hunt Valley, Cockeysville area, this is 7,000 square feet. This is on 3.5 acres. And there's a lot of whimsy to this house. It's got great big animal sculptures on it that, driving onto the property, you absolutely cannot help but smile. Interested in a very whimsical, fabulous, large 3.5 acres, give me a call. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. On the other end of that house, I've got one that is at 7617 7 Mile Lane. This, too, is a single-family home, but very, very different. It is a colonial, three levels, four bedrooms upstairs and two baths, big kitchen, living room, dining room, den on the first floor, and a finished lower level. This house is being sold as is. What I was joking about, when you see a home that is listed as is, that means you are taking it the way it is. Yes, you are allowed to have home inspections. You can have a home inspection. You can find out anything you want. You can write it with a home inspection with the right to withdraw. You can write it with an as-is home inspection or no home inspection, and you take it no matter what. You make that decision up front. This is a house that's on 0.38 acres. It is in Baltimore County. It's on, as I mentioned, 7 Mile Lane, and it's going to be a wonderful buy for somebody. Somebody is probably going to take this home, rehab it, and make a probably close to a, they could make probably a close to $1 million property out of this. You've got land, you've got room for a garage if you want it, three finished levels. If you're interested in a home that you're going to want to put some TLC in it, that you're not afraid of putting money into the house so that you get exactly what you want. Buy a home that's not as expensive. Make it custom for yourself. Choose all of your kitchen appliances, your countertops, your flooring, your carpet, everything. This is a home to think about. Again, this home is at 7617 7 Mile Lane. Questions about it, please give me a call. We have another property, really pretty special. I sold it to this family probably 30 years ago, and at that time it was a two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home. That home has been transformed. That home is now 4 to 5 bedrooms. It has 4 full baths. It has a bedroom, laundry, and a full bathroom on the main level that you come into. No steps. Great if you need accessibility. Up a few steps, you've got an enormous kitchen, open living room, dining room. You could have the biggest banquet in there. Plenty of room for a party. Granite breakfast bar, sliders to the patio on the outside, double stainless steel sinks, really wonderful. Upstairs, you have 2 primary bedrooms, both with beautiful baths. Each one has its own bath. That's 2 of the bedrooms that are upstairs. You've also got a finished lower level where you could have more bedrooms down there if you wanted. There's a full bath down there also. And again, this home is at 6507 Shelrick Place. That's in 21209, and that's near the corner of Greenspring and Smith Avenue. If you're thinking about buying an absolute move-in condition home, you can move in there, you can start living. It is ready to go. Give me a call. I'd be happy to tell you more about that. Again, there's so much I could tell you about it. It's got a fenced backyard. It's got a beautiful patio off the sliders from the level patio that's great for entertaining. Just a wonderful home. If you need a home, if you've got a fairly large family, or if you just want lots of space, you want rec rooms and offices, a really good house if you're looking for something that's an absolute move-in condition. And then you've heard me talk about one of my favorite buildings in Baltimore, and that is the co-op in 11 Slade. I have 3 bedrooms, but none of them are the same. If you need a large unit that's got 3 bedrooms, you can use it as 2 bedroom and den, you can use it as 3 bedrooms. If you want one with a very large kitchen, if you want one that already has the laundry in it, if you want one that has the window over the sink, we've got that. We also have a 2 bedroom that is really special. The kitchen's much bigger. It's got like a den in the kitchen because there's room for a sofa, plus an eating table, plus a window, all in the kitchen, and you still have a breakfast bar and plenty of room, plenty of cabinets to for the family or to entertain. And we have, you might need a home that is accessible. I have one that is ready to go, 3 bedrooms, and it is totally accessible via wheelchair if needed. It has the roll-in bathroom done beautifully. It has You can, if you need a wheelchair, it's accessible, roll right under the sink. It also has a really good kitchen. It has two dishwashers. It has granite, good appliances. There's a second door to get in. All of these places that I am talking about are in a building that has all the conveniences. There are four brand new elevators. There is 24-hour people. You have it manned in the lobby, so it's always there. You have valet service. You have there's a party room. There's a library. There's just wonderful, wonderful services. If you're thinking about living in a co-op, that is 11 Slade. If you give me a call, maybe I have one that would meet your needs. Again, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And I think it's probably time for us to take our next break. You're listening to Margaret Rome. Our call-in number right now, 410-922-6680.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 a.m. WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Notice something this week. I don't know why I didn't notice it before, but looking at people around outside, they seem to always be looking down. If you think about it, if they're driving, they're looking down or looking out the window. If they're shopping, they're looking down in their grocery carts. If they're on the computer, they're looking down. How many things do you think people are missing because they're always looking down? Think about, you're missing the plantings that are around. Maybe you're missing that magnificent birdhouse and the squirrels around. Maybe if you didn't look up, you wouldn't see the sunlight through the stained glass window. Maybe you wouldn't even be talking because even though you've got neighbors right next door, if you're not looking, maybe you could talk over the fence. These things are kinds of things that, as I say, don't show up. They don't show up in an appraisal. These are the kinds of things that make people fall in love with a house. They look up. They look inside closets. They look, how am I going to learn? How am I going to live in this house? And I think going through a house, I just showed one this weekend or this past week, and they were basically looking at everything but up. And when we started looking up, we were looking inside of closets and bedroom ceilings. That also tells a whole lot about a house. Looking up, looking in closets with a flashlight. Is there any sign that it may have had a leak? Moisture, same thing in a basement. Look up, look down, look all around when you are thinking about buying a house. Talk to as many people as you can. Talk to the people that are in the neighborhood when you're ready to buy a house. If you're ready to sell a house, do the same thing. And I'm telling all of you, think about it today. Just think about maybe just looking up occasionally and see if you might not see something, hopefully a little different, hopefully a little bit more interesting. I had somebody who gave me a quote this week that I have to repeat to you, and I have to tell you how impressed I was just thinking about it. So the quote was that not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear that path. I had a friend from Arizona who said, hey, you know, we don't have any storms here, and we have one, it, you know, it clears it out. So listening to that quote, I was thinking, you know, I've got to relate everything back to real estate. And most people think of a storm as something to avoid. Maybe it's a canceled contract. Maybe it's a failed inspection. Maybe the financing fell through. Maybe it's a buyer who changes their mind. Maybe it's a seller who receives disappointing news. Naturally, we see these moments as setbacks. And after all these years in real estate, learn something different, guys. Some of those storms are actually opening up a path. They're clearing the path. I've had buyers who are devastated because they've lost what they think is the perfect house, and a week later, they find one that's so much better. I've seen inspections uncover hidden problems that would never have become expensive surprises. They would have after a settlement, and that is a surprise. Sometimes I've seen where they found those surprises that the home inspection has turned up, that it is a good thing. It convinced one buyer not to buy the house. It convinced another buyer to buy the house because the defect that they found that one buyer could not handle, the other buyer, it was their business, and they could get a home at a better price and then make the home exactly like they want it. So again, we're talking about these storms. I've seen, you know, timing has a funny way of making things kind of funny. It works in the same way. We spend so much energy trying to get back on the path we were on, we don't even notice a better one opening up right in front of us. So when you lose a house, when you lose a seller, when you have a deal that doesn't go well, think about what you might be learning. Maybe that tumult, maybe that storm is clearing a path for a different way, opening another window, going in a different direction. But again, sometimes we try so hard to get back on that path that we don't notice the better ones. And when I spend too much time with a new listing, sometimes it could feel like a storm, yet something much more valuable happened. Instead of simply finishing one listing, I realized I need a completely different new system to organize every listing so I could not have a storm with anyone. I could share these listings with you, have enough time, just like I did before, all the listings that I am working with. I can share with you so that the sellers know that I'm telling people that who reach a long way away. There are people all over the country that are listening. Agents around the country have buyers who are moving to the Baltimore area from Florida, from New York. And by getting these properties out there and letting everybody know about it, it's another way that we are getting our properties sold. Next time when you find out that you're in the middle of a storm, and some of you people who are listening who have called me when a deal has fallen through, when you haven't been treated fairly, when the home inspection didn't work out, when you found the roof is leaking when you were told it was a new roof, all of those kinds of things. Maybe things aren't going your way right then, but when you're buying a house, when you're selling a house, when you're simply navigating everyday life, don't be too quick to assume that these things are going to stop you. Maybe they're just clearing that path to where you were meant to go all along. I think it's time for us to step out, to take a break. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400, or you can call us right now if you have enough time, 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance and Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx, plus over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 AM WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can also go to margaretrome.com. From there, you can see my properties. You can read my blogs. You can get in touch with me that way if you just remember my name. And after all these years, I don't think that what I've just collected is experience, but I have collected a lot of experience. I've collected a lot of stories about homes. I love different kinds of homes, stories about people and families, stories about kindness, stories about unexpected terms, like we were just talking about a storm just maybe something that is creating a new path for you. And sometimes we are creating and sharing things that are absolutely bigger than real estate. And I want to ask you, the listening audience out there, that if today's show reminded you of a memory, maybe a room, maybe a person, maybe a home that meant something special to you, we'd like to hear about it. And maybe next week you could share some of those stories with us. Also, if you have any questions or topics that you would like to hear, give me a call. I also want to know, when you bought your home, however many years ago, how long did it take you to realize it was the right home? I have people who say to me that when they drove by the house, they knew it was the right home. That when they walked into the front door, they felt that way. I had one family who looked at home, and she had a little boy who you could always tell when the house was comfortable. This little boy, maybe he was 4 or 5 years old. If he walked in the house and he kept his shoes on, something was wrong. If he immediately took his shoes off, he was really, really comfortable in the house. I know that sounds weird, but that's how this mother who was looking for a house, this mother who also was a real estate agent, used to take this little guy with her. And that was one of the ways that she knew whether it was a good house or not a good house. Her little boy read the signs. I'm wondering, how did you figure out it was the right house? Or did you figure it out that it was not the right house? I'd love to hear your stories maybe next week about how you found that house. Or the worst thing I can hear in real estate is, we bought a house, we are so sorry we bought it. We know it is the wrong house. We can't afford to move. I think that's probably, for a real estate agent, one of the worst things that you can possibly hear, that somebody has not made that right decision. Also, I know people who just walk into that front door and they feel at home. They don't have to see the whole house. I mean, I've seen people who've stood on the lawn and said, this is our house. We're going to stay here and you're going to accept our contract. I had that with one of my mid-century modern, become very good friends with them. The first day it was on the market, they were on the lawn and they said right away, this is the house we're buying. They were with another agent. That's not what you tell a listing agent. You have no room to negotiate. He said, we're staying here. We're giving you a contract. We don't care if somebody else has a contract or not. We're taking this house. And then I think it was maybe 15 years later when they were ready to sell. And we talked about that day. They not only loved the house for all of those times, 15 years, they made it into one of the most perfect properties I've ever had. But they said as soon as they walked onto the property, they knew they were home. Was that house in perfect condition? Absolutely not. But they lived in it and they made it perfect. And the best story is when you find the right home, the home that you want to live in forever, no matter how long that is, even though you move in a few years. Fall in love with the house. Make sure that you're finding the right house. Some people will say, oh, you can never find everything that you need in the house. You can find enough in the house. If you've got something that's bothering you, if you wait a couple years, it's going to bother you more. So be very careful. Listen to your agent. Do your own research. Make sure that you're not making a mistake when you are doing that final sale. One of the things I say to people, I don't ever like to sell a property that the person who's buying hasn't been there at least twice. Sometimes you may not be able to make that decision that quickly. You will get that you've got to buy right now because there's a line of people. Again, somehow figure out how to see the house a second time. Hopefully after you've seen it in during the day, you can see it the next day. Don't skip that step. Don't skip home inspections and listen to your professional real estate agent. If you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling a home, you can call me. If you're not in the Maryland area, if you're not in the Baltimore area, I have professionals all around the country that I can put you in touch with. If you've got kids that are living in another state, I can help you find the right person for you. Until next week, this is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.